Testing. Testing. The Witness for the Prosecution by Agatha Christie. Of all the women who write mystery stories, and this is a field that attracts as many women writers as men, Agatha Christie has for nearly 40 years been acknowledged the best. Arlene John.
And where were you born, Arlene?
In London.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 33 years old, I don't mind.
Why have you decided to enter into fashion? Or let's do something different. Tell me a little bit about yourself, then I'll ask you the question.
Uh-huh. Well, I was born in London, but I grew up on a reserve till I was about 13 or 14.
And is there a big, do you find that there was a big difference between living on a reserve and coming into the city?
Yeah, there was a big difference.
Can you tell me about how you felt about that difference? Or explain what the difference was?
Well, it seemed like the whole... But people in town didn't think the same way as people that lived on a reserve. The moral values, I guess, is what I noticed most. Like, in town it seemed like, almost like there wasn't any sometimes. Where it was a lot more, I don't know, at the time it seemed like they thought more old-fashioned, like on the reserve. That's what I thought at the time.
I feel that when you were growing up, did you know your grandmother? Did she ever teach you about the way she lived?
No, I didn't know my grandmother at all. Well, I talked to her quite a bit, like about, she remembers a lot of things the way it used to be.
And what do you find comfortable, now, do you find that whatever, the way you were brought up, obviously in an old fashioned way, the way you say it, do you find that that's helped you more to cope with living in the city more than if you weren't able to understand it? Like, were you able to, like, are you able to use a bit of the past with the future and find that your lifestyle, you feel more comfortable with the lifestyle that's around you now?
Yeah, I'm just starting to, I think.
So, since you moved off the reserve and you're coming to the city, what did you do in the city for a while?
Oh, when I first came to the city, I just boarded at someone's house and I kept on going to school. Well, I was about 17 and I quit.
So what grade did you finish in?
Grade 10. I was in grade 11 when I quit, but I didn't finish it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so why have you decided to enter into Fanshawe College? What made you make that decision?
Well, I knew I had to get some kind of job, and I wouldn't be able to find a good job without education. And the course I decided to take was a 16-week program, like, and it was designed just for women to give you a look at non-traditional occupations, and it has a bit of upgrading in it. Yeah, I think I have benefited quite a bit from this course. There's a lot of supportive women in there.
When you finish, what are your goals for your life?
Well, I plan to go into a social work program at Western. Well, I was thinking about journalism too, but I'm not sure. I'm kind of leaning towards the social work, I think.
I think it doesn't matter what you take or what you decide to take up. It's you yourself that makes the ultimate plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, social work seems to be the course that I have to take to get into the field that I want.
Is that going to be working with children or adults?
No, probably adults. Like I was at first thinking about being an alcohol and drug counselor. But now I think I'd like to start a group for adult children of alcoholics on a reserve. I think that.
Do you think that the people are, the children will get anything from this? Do you think that it's going to be a benefit to the reserve?
Yeah, because it will make everybody more aware, like of their kids, like when you're into alcohol and whatever, you just sort of, you're in your own little world, you don't look at your kids. You might have kids, but you don't really pay attention to them. Or even if you're not drinking, like say you're so caught up in, you know, all the problems you're having that, you know, you sort of ignore your kids. And then like you're just sort of teaching the pattern that's going to keep on going. And somewhere, you know, that cycle has to be broken, because it just keeps on going. That the way you're brought up as a child is the way you're going to bring up your children, even though you didn't like it, but that's the only way you've been shown.
And do you plan on working in the area of the course you just finished?
No.
Has there been a lot of changes in your life since you've taken this course?
Yes, I think there has been. I think I'm more confident now, like because there was a lot of things that I thought I couldn't do, like woodworking and things like that, and then I used to be afraid of machines, and since I've had a chance to work with them, it's really given me a lot of confidence, because I found out there's all these things that I can do that I always assumed that I couldn't do. Yes, I would.
Why?
Well, that program was designed for women, and like it gives you a lot of confidence, more confidence in yourself. Then, like that's something that a lot of women don't have because of the way we're brought up.
Better about yourself and the changing in your lifestyle?
Yes, I do.
Can you tell me a little bit more? was your life before you entered this program?
Well, I sort of had withdrawn into myself, I think, because like I had just moved back to the city. I had just separated from my husband and I had 4 kids to raise and he didn't want to help. So I felt really alone and I didn't want to. So I just sort of stayed home. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't do anything. And I just, you know, really withdrew from everybody, like even though I had a lot of friends in the city from when I lived here before, but I didn't go look for anybody.
And will you someday return to live on the reserve, and what would your reasons be? And what's your expectation? What would your expectations be if you someday returned to the reserve to live? For yourself, for your family?
I don't know.
A lot of people dream of having homes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would like to have my own house someday. But I don't know if I'll ever move back there. I would like to work down there, but I don't. Because like the reserve is so small and the houses are almost on top of each other now. I don't know if by the time I'm ready to move back, I don't know if there'd be any space.
Do you feel that the reserve is changing in a lot of ways? Do you feel that it's changing more into structure?
A lot of people would like to make it like that, I think.
And how do you feel?
I don't think that would be good. Because I think we have to learn. Well, the language is starting to be taught a lot more down there, and I think that's something that's really important. Because when we were growing up, like, we were never taught to be proud of ourselves as Indians. And when we went to school, like, in history, like, they would just call the Indians down, and especially Iroquois, and said, you know, we're nothing but bloody savages and stuff like this. And we were never taught that we should be proud of our heritage or our culture or anything, you know, and we were discouraged from speaking our language. That's all I could understand was Indian when I started school, and it was really hard the first couple of years because I couldn't understand English. Then I was really discouraged to keep from speaking Indian. So after a while, about grade 6, I couldn't speak Indian no more. I could still understand, but all I could speak was English.
Will you ever go back and learn your language?
I'm taking classes 2 times a week now to learn my language again.
Mm-hmm. And where are you taking
this class? At Namrand. Yes, I do.
When you're in the program that you're in, do you feel that you're an outsider, or do you feel that you're part of that group now?
I feel like I've really made friends with, like, the women. Like, they don't really seem. And a teacher doesn't really seem like a teacher, like somebody that's above me or anything like that. It's, you know, like we're friends. And I like that. Like if I had a problem and I needed to talk about something, they, you know, they would be there to talk.
Is there anything else besides going back to school that you're taking up? Have you ever done beadwork before? Are you learning beadwork?
I do a little bit of beadwork. I don't know too much about it, though. But there's a lot of things I'd like to learn how to do.
What made you interested in becoming a social worker? What made you feel that you had to direct your life that way?
Well, because of the hard time I've had, and the length of time it's taken me to get over, or like to change my life from the way it was. And I just, I don't know, it's something that if I could help somebody else get through it, I would, even if I could just help one person, I would be glad. Because it's not an easy thing to do, like to break a pattern of, I don't know how many years or how many generations. Not really. I think that's something that we have to accept responsibility for ourselves, because if we keep blaming somebody else, then we're not going to do anything about it. If we accept the responsibility for ourselves and say, well, this is our problem and we got to do something about it, then that's the only way we're ever going to get out of it. Because we could go on and on for the rest of our life and say, well, it's the white man's fault for bringing the booze over here, but we didn't have to drink it. So, you know, it's up to us.
Mm-hmm. So like you said, it's up to that person or that individual to take up drinking. I can't say what white men brought it over.
Mm-hmm.
2,000 years ago, and I've been drinking since then. Mm-hmm. It's not true.
There's this real good saying that I've heard. It's I can blame my parents for the way I am, but the way I'm going to be from now on, I can't keep blaming them. It's up to me.